Well, welcome, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, if it is the new year and you're looking to update your wardrobe, don't worry. Civic Media's got your covered. Just head on over to our website at civicmedia.us and check out the store in the upper right-hand corner. I know you're going to want to get some WAUK 540 AM swag because that's where I come to you from every day, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. And we always have real news and a great conversation. Very excited to have a great conversation with my very next guest, State Senator Melissa Ratcliffe. Thanks so much for making time. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Hi, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I am going to admit that I don't think I've met you in person, but I have listened to you before. So I'm really excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much. And I very much look forward to being able to meet you in three dimensions. It is always much more fun. Maybe the next time we can do it in Madison or Milwaukee and we can be together in the same room. But again, thank you so much, Senator, for making time. I wanted to start with this. I know that your profession is as a paralegal. And as most of my listeners know, I am a lawyer. And I just wanted to start here. To you, Senator Ratcliffe, paralegal extraordinaire, and every paralegal out there, my deepest apologies on behalf of all lawyers for never giving you enough credit. You make us all look very good. Without you, lawyers would be worse than we are already. Thank you to all paralegals who do incredible work every day to keep our wheels of justice turning. Seriously, thank you.
No, thank you. And on behalf of all paralegals, I will accept your appreciation.
Blanket apology and appreciation. Right. Tell folks a little bit about yourself, Senator. Where is the 16th Senate District? What areas does it cover? And a little bit about your background.
Sure. So Senate District 16 is the east half of Dane County, the west half of Jefferson County, and two lovely towns in Dodge County. I live in the village of Cottage Grove and with my two kids who are age 16 and 20. And we have two little dogs, Ricky and Lucy, a toy poodle mix and a wiener dog mix.
Wait a minute. I have to butt in. I have a little wiener dog. Her name is Finny. I am obsessed with little wiener dogs. They're so sweet. No. What's your ween's name?
Lucy.
Lucy. Well, yes. When we get together in person, I will bring Finny. You have to bring your two little doggies and they can have a little play date for sure. I'm sorry. I interrupted because I got all excited about the dogs.
I know. Wiener dogs are so amazing and so smart and adorable. And I will say, though, that our wiener dog mix is actually more of a meatloaf, and my daughter hates when I say that, but she's just so cute. So, yeah.
A little wide body sausage.
Right, that's right.
They deserve love, too. So you're telling us a little bit about Senate District 16, and it covers a very diverse set of voters, does it not?
Yes. Yeah. It's definitely a lot larger in these new maps that were passed last session or that the governor put forward. And it definitely expanded Senate District 16. There's a range of rural, urban, suburban areas, farms, and it's just I love my district. I think it really showcases so much of what Wisconsin is.
I love that. I am a big fan of Cottage Grove and that entire area of our state. I feel like I have worn a path in the highway between Milwaukee and Madison, being a native Milwaukee and having gone to law school at Madison. You ran for your Senate seat. This is your first term in the Senate on a number of core issues. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. Number one, abortion access is so important to so many people, and certainly an issue that is a priority for this session to repeal the 1849 law that criminalizes abortion, to repeal that. Preventing gun violence, especially with the school shooting last in December.
In December,
it's near near to so many in my district, but also like we need to do so much more in gun violence prevention. There was a bill put forward already this session, but it was so tiny and only a tiny step forward in what we need to do. And we need to start doing something because doing nothing is not working,
Yeah,
right?
thoughts and prayers aren't quite getting it done.
No, exactly. Another priority for this session would be childcare, making it more accessible and affordable because the childcare workers are the workforce behind our workforce. There are so many childcare deserts throughout our state, so many people that want to work but need to take care of their kids as well. When my two kiddos, when they needed to go to childcare, my husband and I had to make the decision of whether he would stay home and take care of the kids or if basically his paycheck would go to pay for childcare, which ultimately we decided to do that for a year while they were both in childcare at the same time. Because then he would continue to keep his benefits and health insurance, right, and 401k and all of that. And I know that's not always something that other families can do, but we were doing that 16, 20 years ago, and it's only worsened since then. It's become a crisis. So we really need to work on something to help our childcare workers and families and kids.
Can you tell me what you call, you used a phrase to describe childcare workers, Senator. And what was it? Tell me that again because I'm going to use it. I'll give you due credit as
Yes.
well.
Well, they are the workforce behind the workforce. They really are. They allow families, parents to go to work while and know that their kids are being taken care of.
Yeah, so critical. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for bringing light to all of these things. I often ask my pro-choice friends of mine, excuse me, pro-life friends of mine, hey, what about that childcare thing? You know, after the kids are here, are we caring for them here? Are we caring for the families so that they can, again, raise their children in dignity and safety, and achieve the things that they would want? I did want to spend a little bit of time with you, Madam Senator, talking about some fun things. I know you are a football fan and you are very much looking forward to the Super Bowl this weekend. Are you going to drop the bomb? Are we going to make a whole bunch of news here? I want to know, Chiefs or the Eagles, Madam Senator?
Well, I just want to preface this with I was born in Green Bay, so I am a true Packer fan. All right. So the Chiefs and the Eagles being in the Super Bowl is not necessarily
Your
ideal for a
favorite,
Packer
yes.
fan, right? The Chiefs, this would be their third time. If they were to win, it would be three in a row, which as a Packer
Historic.
fan, like no, Packers need to stay on top with that one, with our two in a row, the very first two, right? And if you talk about the Super Bowl, the very first team that we beat in the Super Bowl was the Chiefs. So there's that. But then the Eagles, right? Like we have this history with the Eagles
Of
that
course.
is very frustrating that they had that 4th and 26 that they went to beat us by and go on. But I'm gonna say I'm rooting for the Eagles. I'm gonna let bygones be bygones and move ahead and go Eagles.
Yeah, indeed, Senator. I have the same take on this game, mostly because I feel such an affinity to Philly fans and the city of Philadelphia writ large, right? Manufacturing, industrial hub, a city that I think sometimes gets a tough rap. I just feel a lot of kismet with Philly fans. So I'm going to be rooting for the Eagles this weekend myself. I also wanted to ask you or your husband, if he tends to be the chef in your house, when you host a football party, do you or your husband, whoever does the cooking most of the time in your house, do you have a favorite recipe, and what is your favorite thing to eat when you are watching some football?
Well, I am definitely the cook. I now have an ex-husband, so he's not
Ah,
there. Yeah.
well, good
So
for you. You're definitely doing the cooking then.
that's right. Somebody's got to. Chicken wings are my go-to for football games for sure.
Now, do you make them at home? Do you roast them or do you bake them? Do you have an air fryer, which apparently is all the rage? I have to get me one of those.
Right. No air fryer. I like actually the frozen kind that you stick in
Oh.
the but
Yeah,
I don't, so I
you
don't
hit
know.
the easy button. I am all for the easy button,
Right.
as any working mom would be, right?
Right,
I have to
yeah.
tell you and share with, of course, all of our listeners, I talk about food a lot on the show. It's a thing. I am a foodie and a home chef. My favorite thing to make for a football game, and I will put it up against basically anybody's, is I make a hell of a buffalo chicken dip, like
Oh, yes.
really good. I have both front heat on it and back heat on it.
Oh.
And of course, comes with all the fixings, the blue cheese crumbles on the side in case people are conscientious blue cheese objectors. That's okay too. So I get everybody covered. Before we run out of time, Senator, I just wanted to ask you, what message would you like to send to Wisconsin voters as we approach this very critical next Supreme Court election?
Right. Well, certainly we need to all get out and vote. That's so important, as we've seen over the years, right? Like, your voice matters and who you elect matters. So definitely voting is so important. But I guess just make sure that you research the candidates and do your homework, and check your go check myvote.gov. I guess
Yes,
myvote.gov, right?
my
Like, yeah,
vote. Yep, my
that gives
vote.
you all the information needed to vote. And I'm a big proponent of voters. We need to
Yes.
make it easier to vote.
We can always talk about the importance.
myvote.wi.gov.
There
Thank
it
you.
is,
Thank you.
everybody.
Yes,
Thank
I've
you,
been out of
Aaron
it. So awesome.
Yeah.
myvote.wi.gov for those on the radio. Yes.
Make sure that you are registered. You can check out your ballots at myvote.wi.gov. See all the elections that you will see on your primary ballot, which is coming up on February 18th, the general election on April 1st. Please mark your calendars. I know you have a very busy day today, Senator, and I have a meeting that you have to scoot off to. So my big thanks to you. Can't wait to talk with you again. We might talk about some other favorite recipes and how to hit the easy button and make it a little bit less stressful every day for working parents like yourself. Again, thank you, Senator. Folks, keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Over the Hump and Trump coming up. I'm going to get it all set up for you when we come back. This is how we maintain our energy with some distractions as well. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.